Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Comprenall. 70 degrees right now in Richland Center. Under cloudy skies, they're calling for rain later. It certainly looks that way. In the news this morning, last night in Waukesha at the Meyer Grocery Store on East Sunset Avenue, a 911 call reported an armed hostage situation, leading to a critical encounter with Waukesha law enforcement. At 5:51 p.m., an adult male contacted the City of Waukesha Emergency Communications Center, claiming to be armed with a knife and holding a hostage while demanding to speak with a professional negotiator. Waukesha police officers arrived on the scene immediately, coordinating with a trained crisis negotiator who established initial telephone contact with the suspect. Upon entering the store, officers located the individual and discovered he was indeed armed with a knife and in dangerously close proximity to a 59-year-old male victim. Despite multiple commands for the suspect to drop his weapon, he refused to comply. Faced with an immediate threat to the life of the victim and the safety of responding personnel, one officer discharged their firearm. Following the shooting, officers quickly transitioned to providing life-saving medical care, applying a tourniquet before the suspect was transported to a local hospital where he remains in critical condition. The victim, who sustained non-life-threatening injuries during the ordeal, was also treated at the scene and hospitalized for further care. The weapon involved was recovered at the scene, and the incident was captured on body-worn camera footage, though officials have stated the video will not be released yet to protect the integrity of the ongoing investigation. The involved officer, a 5-year veteran of the force, has been placed on administrative leave per standard department policy. As required by Wisconsin law, the Milwaukee Area Investigative Team and the Greenfield Police Department have taken the lead on an independent investigation into the shooting. Governor Tony Evers has officially activated the Wisconsin National Guard to assist in the extensive recovery operations currently underway in Winnebago County. This strategic move follows a series of devastating storms that swept through eastern Wisconsin earlier this week, leaving behind a trail of significant destruction. The governor personally toured the hardest-hit areas in Menasha yesterday, witnessing firsthand the damage and meeting with local officials and first responders who have been working tirelessly since the weather cleared. The severe weather event on Monday was highlighted by a confirmed EF3 tornado that struck the Menasha and Appleton area. Beyond the localized damage caused by the tornado, the region faced high winds, heavy hail, and widespread power outages that disrupted public water systems and damaged countless homes and businesses. In immediate response to the scale of the emergency, Governor Evers signed Executive Order No. 300, which declared a state of emergency and paved the way for a coordinated state-level response to support local utilities and emergency management teams. The National Guard's deployment is intended to bolster these local efforts by providing critical manpower for debris removal, traffic control, and wellness checks for residents in isolated areas. Governor Evers emphasized that the activation ensures every available resource is being utilized to restore essential services and maintain public safety, as utility crews continue their efforts to reconnect thousands of residents to the power grid. The combined force of state agencies and local volunteers remains focused on a long-term recovery strategy to rebuild the impacted communities. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is out of the race for Wisconsin governor, dropping the news on social media Thursday. While not specifically referring to State Representative Francesca Hong, Barnes said, "It's become very clear who our nominee is going to be, and that defeating Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is the goal for Democrats to focus on." Barnes's announcement follows release of a Marquette poll showing him trailing Hong in the Democratic primary, the winner of which will likely face Tiffany in November. New federal Medicaid work requirements could affect hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites enrolled in Badger Care Plus. State Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says about 200,000 members between 19 and 64 could be impacted, with an estimated 63,000 at immediate risk of losing coverage. Under the new federal law, some recipients will need to document at least 80 hours a month of work, education, or volunteer activities to keep benefits. The requirements will take effect January 1st. Rock and Roll Reunion 2026 will be held in Woodman in the Village Park tomorrow. This annual event has been raising money for different charitable causes since 2010. Over 30 local artists representing a wide range of genres will be performing. In the past, the event has raised money to feed hungry children, for three area veterans memorials, for mental health services, treatment and hospice, local veterans in need, area families dealing with cancer, and in 2025, the money was given to five local small schools to help children with autism and other special needs. The money raised at this year's event will go to help local immigrants with such things as food, clothing, health care, and more. The event is a bring-your-own-share, bring-your-own-beverage event with no cover charge. Money is raised from the sale of event t-shirts, donations, and food sales. Lifetime Achievement Awards are given out to area musicians who've spent their entire lives performing and or working in the music industry. The event begins at 11 a.m. and continues into the evening. Rock and Roll Reunion is always held the first Saturday in August and has found its permanent home in the Woodman Village Park in Woodman, Wisconsin. The humorous slogan now attached to the event is, "It's not Woodstock, it's Woodmanstock." For more information on the event, follow their Facebook page, Rock and Roll Reunion 2026. As the new school year approaches, the Kiwanis Club is once again preparing to support area students in need through its annual backpack and school supply giveaway program. To participate in this initiative, families are invited to attend one of the upcoming sign-up sessions held at the Richland Center Community Center. Registration will take place Saturday, August 1st from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and again Wednesday, August 5th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Following the registration period, supplies will be distributed to those who have signed up at a later date, ensuring local students are well equipped for their return to the classroom. The Richland Chorus, an open community choir comprising approximately 45 local members, is excited to invite the public to a free concert Saturday, August 15th at 6 p.m. Held at the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, this event promises to be a heartwarming celebration of music and community spirit. Attendees can look forward to a diverse program featuring patriotic songs, recognizable favorites, and a variety of other beautiful musical selections. A particular highlight of the evening will be a special duet performed by local choir directors, adding a unique touch to the festivities. Designed to bring a smile to every face, the performance is open to everyone as a way to celebrate the collective gift of singing. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt has filed an amended federal complaint in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, expanding his ongoing defamation lawsuit regarding claims that he and the Dodge County Sheriff's Office unlawfully detained an Illinois woman earlier this year. The amended filing incorporates significant new evidence, including surveillance footage, hotel records, and telephone logs, which directly contradict claims made by Sundas Sunny Nakvi, who alleged she was detained at the Dodge County Jail. The new evidence also reveals extensive communication between Nakvi and her sister, Sarah Afzal, who has now been named as an additional defendant in the lawsuit. The complaint further alleges a conspiracy involving Nakvi, Afzal, and Cook County Commissioner Kevin Morrison, who was a candidate for U.S. Congress at the time, asserting that they coordinated to disseminate false information to harm Sheriff Schmidt's reputation. Records cited in the filing document multiple phone calls between Nakvi and Commissioner Morrison during the precise period he publicly claimed to have lost contact with her while she was allegedly in custody. Sheriff Schmidt maintains that this lawsuit is a necessary step to hold those who knowingly spread false allegations accountable and to establish an accurate factual record, emphasizing that his office remains committed to transparency and that the evidence confirms Nakvi was never detained in the Dodge County facility.